The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, or NNAB, has started running drop-in sessions for visually impaired people to find out about and to try out tablets, telephones and other devices. They believe these devices could be of great value to many people and are inviting people to come along to try them out. I spoke to Edward Bates, Equipment and Information Centres advisor at the NNAB, to find out more.
Hello, Edward.
Hello, Marjorie.
Thanks for coming along.
And thanks for having me on. Nice to speak to you all again.
Well, tell me about these new drop-in sessions. What are they all about?
Well, basically, these are drop-in sessions to help people with any kind of tablet or smartphone. They're called TAT for short. Not a whole load of chat for the sake of it, but it stands for tablets and telephones. And what it is we believe these devices are becoming a lot more used around for people of any age. And it's basically to give people the chance to find out a bit more about how these devices work and the confidence to get them. You know, Marjorie, somebody told me, he said to me, he's a volunteer and he works for us doing these sessions. I'll explain more about the volunteers shortly. But he said to me the other week that he was told by somebody that this person told him, oh, my daughter or son always tells me I need an iPad or a smartphone, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But what we want people to do is to have the confidence to use it and know that they can use it without causing any problems. And also it might help them to communicate with people across the world because of things like Skype and social media and things like that. So it's a really important thing to have going.
Yeah. Isn't it hard, though, for people to find, even sighted people, to find out how to work them?
Absolutely. It's difficult for anybody to work them. hard for people of any age to work them as well. And obviously, if you've got sight problems, that can be more difficult as well. But of course, a lot of these tablets or phones now do have speech software already installed on them. In the day, a few years back, not even that long ago, when I used to get mobile phones when I was much younger, I used to buy a normal mainstream mobile phone from any kind of, you know, high street store, and I'd have to send it off to a place to get the voice installed on it, and that used to cost double, because you'd obviously have to buy the phone and your contract or whatever it was, and then pay again for the voice. But now these days, I mean, since Apple started doing this, one of the leading providers in mobile technology and tablets, they were actually the ones who actually got the speech already installed on every single device. So whether you need it or not, it's there.
So what is it? What are the devices that you're using at drop-in? Are they especially for?
No, they're mainstream devices. One of the things we've got is we've got an Apple iPhone and an Apple iPad, which we've actually just got today. So I'm playing with it now in between this interview. I'm still learning to set that up. The iPhone, like I say. We've also got a couple of Android, which is like Apple's competitor, if you like, to run like the phone system. We've got two phones with them. One is a Samsung Galaxy phone, and it's got a speech software on it called Synaptic. Now, just quickly, a little brief aside to that. This is going to take some explaining, these two. Synaptic, we send away, well, actually, we didn't personally, but we got the phone, and Synaptic are a company who have their speech software installed on the phone. And so, again, that would be extra cost. But some people just have Samsung devices with TalkBack on it, their kind of speech software. But Synaptic is something you can have put on it. We also have a device which is, I'd say, in between a smartphone and one of the older devices with tactile buttons. You know, sometimes, Marjorie, some people who lose their sight don't like the completely flat screen that these devices have. So this one, what we've got here, called a Claria Doro, which is made by a company. Doro make mobile phones for all kinds of people, and Claria is a voice software. It has rubber overlay over the top of it, so you can put your fingers in the hole, and it's got the feeling like you're pressing buttons, although there aren't actually buttons on it. That also speaks. So that's kind of like a halfway house between the phones.
So it guides you around different areas of what it will do.
Yeah, that's right. What I would always recommend is people who come to our sessions, obviously, like, they can have a look at our devices. That's why we've got them. But if you've got a device yourself, a newish device, or maybe it's a device you've had for a little while, but you're not too sure how to use it, always bring that along with you so that we can set it up and do things for you on your own device. Yeah. So when you go home and start practicing it, you don't have to set it all up. It's all been done for you by one of our volunteers here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That does make a lot of difference, doesn't it?
It does, because some people just come along because they think that we can show them, which is very true. But if you can bring your own device, if you've got a device, like I say, it's much better for when you get home and start practicing on it.
Yeah. And do you think there are particular people that would benefit from this, or... Do you have to have a little bit of awareness to start with?
Not necessarily. I mean, you might be somebody who's just thinking of buying one of these devices, but are not too sure what you should get. It's a very competitive market out there. Like, I see adverts, so I go online quite a lot, and I read about all these different devices out there. And although I'm an Equipment Information Centre's advisor, I'm still learning about all this kind of stuff all the time. It doesn't matter how experienced you are about any of these kind of things, how well you know about downloading apps and things like that. Just having the chance to get some information from people, anybody who's not too sure how to use it or who's got a specific problem, can come and see us. Obviously, the only stipulation is you have to be visually impaired.
Yeah, I get that. And what people could come along and is drop-in.
So it is a drop-in session,
yeah. They don't have to book, does that?
No.
Right? No.
The only time I would say is if somebody has a specific... thing they'd like us to find out for them on their device, and they know that they know exactly what it is they want, then it might be worth contacting us. And then what I tend to do is, because we've got two volunteers who are great working with us, I send them off an email in the week, and I say, you know, could one of you two have a look on your device, please, and see how so and so works, and then we can get it ready for you to show you on the session. We just don't know how busy it's going to be from one week to the next. Mm-hmm. We've had 3 sessions so far. One was very, very busy, and the other two, nobody turned up. So we need to... It kind of is like all or nothing, really. Mm-hmm. So, you know, feel free to come along and drop in, because even if it's a little bit of a waiting time, we'll always make sure that we can help you out.
Mm-hmm. And how long do people drop in for?
There isn't exactly any time scale. I mean, it depends what they want. It depends if we have problems finding out about whatever it is they're looking for. I would say that, like, especially if you're quite new to this sort of technology, but it can take time to get used to, and therefore it might seem a bit like bombarding to some people. So you come for as long as you want, really. You make the best of it, and if you want to leave, that's your choice. Yeah. And you can come more than once as well, of course.
Okay. And so it's not a particular training course, it's just individuals.
Absolutely.
Individuals.
That's the most important bit of this. We don't want it to be like a classroom environment or anything like that, where this week you're going to learn this. No, it's not anything to do with that. You come into us with the concerns or questions or whatever it is you want to learn, and we'll do our best to help you learn it. It might take you 1 or 2 sessions to get it right, it might take you a bit longer, but whatever, we can help out.
Hmm. And what would you say to somebody who was just a little bit unsure about whether or not to come?
I would say, come along. It might help make a big difference to whatever it is you want to do. And what I would also say is this technology, whether you like it or not, is the way the world is going these days. And it might be that what you used before technology-wise, they might not use anymore, because things change over time and you might have to invest in something like this. But there's no reason to be nervous or put off this technology, because there's always people out there who can help you. And once you get used to it, it's always great if you can make the best of it, which people will do.
Yeah, that makes sense. So these drop-in sessions, where and when are they happening, and how do people get in touch?
Well, they take place in the Bradbury Activity Centre, which is just off Beckham Place on Edward Street, near Magdalen Street in Norwich. And we run every other Tuesday between 10 and midday in our big hall downstairs.
Okay. And if anybody's got queries, can they ring you?
Absolutely, yes. They can give us a ring. Our telephone number is 01603. If you're outside of Norwich, then 629558. Or you can email me. My email address is all lowercase, edbates, EDBATES, no spaces or anything like that, at nnab.org.uk.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much. That sounds like really good quarters, I think. Are you sure you're limiting it to sighted people?
Well, steady on that, Marjorie. It's early days yet, but we shall see. Maybe, Marjorie, some of our visually impaired listeners can give you some advice if you've got any queries on how to use anything.
That's lovely. Thanks very much, and all the best with the drop-in session.
Thanks a lot.
Edward Bates, Equipment and Information Centre Advisor at the NNAB.